Hey there, I'm Kate Wells of Michigan Radio, and this next story is about a national championship for youth slam poetry teams. That festival is in Philadelphia this week, and the team from Flint is made up entirely of high school girls who have been working basically around the clock for months now. Their poetry comes from their own lives, stories about family, abuse, mental illness, love. I got to spend some time with the team and with one young woman in particular.
Hi, I'm Sapphire Newby. I'm 17 years old.
Can I ask you to do one poem?
What piece?
The one about your mom that you mentioned.
The piece about my mom? Okay, I can do some of it if you want me to. You said, "You better enjoy your time away from me. As if you were on a hunt for prey that you let slip through your fingers. At that moment, I was no longer your daughter. I was the scent of fresh blood, and you were on a chase. Ready to pounce on my happiness, rip my pride from my chest, decorate your mantle with my fears."
That's actually the first time Sapphire Newby and I talked, and it's basically the best way I know of introducing you to her and giving you a sense of what this team of girls is like. They're all high schoolers. They call themselves Raise It Up, and they are no joke. They have been practicing like crazy for the last 6 months. They've been coming in on their Saturdays, and it's all to get ready for this week's competition, the International Youth Slam Poetry Festival in Philadelphia. As pro as these girls are, they're also, you know, 17 and 18 years old, and they eat a lot of Doritos, and they talk to each other constantly while they're practicing and writing the poems and rewriting the poems and memorizing and rewriting again. For example, the one that Sapphire Newby was reading to us a little bit earlier, the one about her mom, this is how that poem ends.
"My lungs begin to cave beneath the waves of your hatred. I can barely remember what a mother's love feels like. And it's crazy because she's never heard the piece."
Do you want her to?
I do.
What do you think the reaction?
I don't know. I think that she'll be mad at me and that she won't talk to me for a long time.
This is Sapphire's second year on the team.
This is Raise It Up's head coach. Her name is Natasha Thomas Jackson, and she says that, look, competition, even just to get on the team, is no easy thing. In fact, the first year that Sapphire Newby tried out, she didn't even make the cut. And when she finally did, after coming back the next year, it was really a push to get her to write anything where she kind of let down her walls.
I feel like she's becoming that kind of artist where she's just okay with being open and, like, and, you know, naked.
When you watch Raise It Up practice, you hear that word all the time, artists, 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 artists. And it's a little bit like if they just say this enough to the girls, they will start believing that they're not just nice girls and they're not just talented students. They are legitimate artists. And I feel like maybe for a Sapphire Newby, that has actually sunk in.
When I do spoken word poetry, it's like, it's a place of healing for me.
So now it's here. Finally, this is the week of the International Festival. And the competition is going to be intense because teams are coming from all over the country. And it's also starting to hit the girls that they're finally going to have to share some of these poems that they've been able to keep to themselves with hundreds and hundreds of people.
We've taken our time and put our heart, soul, and mind and body into the pieces that we do.
But what's been particularly impressive about these girls is how calm and collected they are. And you have to think that maybe it's because they actually know that they are artists. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.